Christian Refugee Board, a board that supposedly operates under an act that's called the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. And we know that the word protection is bullshit. Protection doesn't exist for over 60% of claimants who file claims at the Refugee Board. 60% of claimants are denied across Canada. These judges are making arbitrary decisions on people's cases. They're politically appointed by whatever party is in power at the time. And we know what they've done to women in our communities. Women like Isabel Garcia have been denied their refugee claim despite the dangers that she faces in Mexico. We're here today to demand justice for Isabel, status for Isabel and her family, and status for all women who are survivors of violence. Isabel Garcia came to Canada with her children to escape the violence of her abusive ex-husband and their father. She came here in the hopes of survival, of finding a new life for herself, of building safety for her and her kids. And it's a refugee board like this that shut her out, that let her...
Shame!
That forced her into a life of limbo and without status.
Shame! Isabel...
Like many women from Mexico are denied their refugee claims because the board members in here tell them it's safe to go back to Mexico.
Yeah!
It's a board that tells them it's safe when an average of 4 women are murdered every day. Isabel and her kids are survivors. To survive, they had to make the difficult decision to not get on that plane, to not comply with their deportation order, and to continue to live here and fight for status here. We support their courage and their struggle, and we're here today. We're going to hear from so many supporters of Isabel and her kids. And people from women's agencies, from community agencies, who are stepping up to demand justice for the women in our community. So we want to thank all of you that are here, all of you that are here from women's organizations. From women's shelters and crisis centers. All of you who are here from community organizations, from settlement organizations. Unions and workers' rights organizations that are standing here in solidarity with us today, thank you for being here. And also all of Isabel's friends and supporters who are here to say that this family should not be deported. This family should be allowed to stay. And not only this family, but the many, many, many women and families who are in the same circumstances, fleeing violence, hoping for safety and sanctuary in Canada, but being threatened with deportation back to that same violence in their home countries. We also demand their right to stay today. Introduce our first speaker. She probably doesn't need much introduction, Judy Rebick.
She is the CAW Sam Gindin Chair in Social Justice and Democracy at Ryerson University, but many of you know her as a founding member of Rabble.ca, and as well as the former president of the National Action Committee on the Status of Women, one of Canada's largest women's groups. Judy is here to share us a few words, and we thank her for being here.
Thank you. I'm here to bring you a little history, because in 1992, how many years is that? 15 years ago, there were women in many shelters across this country who were being deported because they were fleeing male violence. And the women's movement rose up and said no. And we organized across this country, and we convinced the Immigration and Refugee Board at the time to change their policy to include male violence against women as a basis of refugee status. And Canada was the first country in the world to do that. And it was all the shelters mobilizing across the country, working with the rest of the women's movement, fighting for this demand that won it. And the UN took it up after that. It became an international issue. And that was under a conservative government too. We forced them to accept it, and we can force them again. So I say to the people in this building, male violence is a basis for refugee status. Yes. 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 No woman should be sent back to an abusive situation in their home country. Canada has, for the last 15 years, welcomed women fleeing from male violence, and we have to maintain that and let them stay.
Member organizations of OA and the Step It Up campaign. And she's a fighter. She's fighting for the rights of all non-status women to be able to access essential services. And I'm so, so proud to introduce Cindy Cowan.
Thank you. So I just wanted to tell you what happened this morning. So while you were all in the forum this morning and preparing for the rally today, we held a press conference at Queen's Park this morning at 10 a.m., where national and provincial women's groups joined with a broad coalition of well over 120 health, education, legal, community, justice organizations in calling on all of the federal parties to demonstrate their commitment to immediate immigration changes to protect women who face violence. Amnesty International, the YWCA of Du Canada, the Ontario Association of Interval and Transition Houses, the Step It Up campaign, and No One Is Illegal all spoke. And they spoke about women's human rights from a global, national, provincial, and local perspective. We called on all the federal parties to officially support and endorse five priority areas as first steps to help non-status immigrant and refugee women find safety. We also sent letters to all of the party leaders asking for a written response to the five actions, and we also invited them to attend the press conference today or send a representative from their party to provide comment to the media. The specific demands were removing the deportation orders and warrants immediately against all women and their families facing deportation whose cases involve violence against women. We said, you need to provide immediate policy direction to all immigration enforcement and to local law enforcement so that crisis shelters, emergency services that provide support to women fleeing violence will be sanctuaries free from the threat of immigration enforcement. We asked them to commit to immediate implementation of the Refugee Appeal Division as promised in the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. We asked them to implement a program so that temporary foreign workers are able to gain permanent resident status. And we asked them to establish comprehensive measures to ensure, by working with women's groups and other community experts, so that in all aspects of immigration determination process, where violence against women is an issue, the decisions that were made will assist women in finding safety and attaining status. About time. Okay, so now I get to report. I'm happy to say that we received written responses to the five demands from both the NDP and the Green Party. And they've indicated, they have indicated their support for the issues and the need for change. In addition, Olivia Chow, NDP MP for Trinity Spadina, who's a big supporter, and Grace Yogaratnam, from representative of the Green Party, who's from Mississauga South, attended and provided comment to the press. So that happened today, and we got lots of media coverage. Okay, so the list continues. We intend to further discuss how they and their parties will work to make the necessary changes happen. The Federal Liberal Party has indicated that it will provide a response within 7 days. We intend to meet with the Liberal Women's MPs shortly in order to gain their party's commitment to provide leadership and action on the issues and demands. Okay, Prime Minister Harper and the Tory ilk. They've not addressed the issues of safety and justice for women. Nor have they provided a response nor a representative. And so we are really clear, and we've been clear all along on what their position is and what we as a community need to do. Political parties make a big mistake in assuming that the Canadian public does not care deeply about women's rights as human rights. We know that our communities care about these important social issues, and we will be there to demand justice and fairness. After the election, we will have a new government, and so we'll need to ensure that we're not fighting individual women's cases like Isabel's over and over again. We need immigration system reform now, and these five steps are a first step. So, my friends, women's lives count on this. The day after the election, October 15th, please take 5 minutes, call, fax, blog, Facebook, message, write your new or old MP, and also do that with the leaders of all the federal parties. We want them to work together, whether or not they're in power or opposition. They need to make these changes happen now for justice for Isabel and for all women who are facing these issues of injustice and fairness. Also on November 25, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, we'll be back. We'll be back to see what they've done. They need to take action. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. While we continue to pressure the federal government, while we continue to make this an issue for all parties to demand that they start taking violence against women seriously, we know that real change comes from us. It comes from the grassroots. It comes from the workers in the agencies, in the employment centers, in the rape crisis centers, in the assault centers, and the shelters. And so we're putting forward these national demands, but we're not putting them forward and waiting. We're not sitting on our hands. We are creating safe zones for women. And this is what this day is about. This is what the morning forum was about, is beginning to declare our spaces sanctuary zones, to fight to keep immigration enforcement out, to tell them it's unacceptable to come to the doors of an agency or a shelter with an immigration warrant in search of women who are surviving violence. It's unacceptable. Our next speaker is a representative from the group Mujeres al Frente. Mujeres al Frente is a support group for Latin American LGBTIQ women and transgender people from Mexico and Central America and South America living and working in Toronto. Please welcome Mujeres al Frente.
Gracias. Hoy, hace 40 años, cientos de estudiantes fueron asesinados en mi país, en la Plaza de Tlatelolco, en la Ciudad de México, solo por defender sus derechos. Nadie ha sido enjuiciado por esa masacre hasta el día de hoy. en México se siguen persiguiendo, violando, secuestrando y asesinando personas de manera sistemática. No se respetan los derechos humanos y la justicia legal se sigue prostituyendo frente a intereses muy particulares, económicos y políticos.
Today, a day like today, 40 years ago, hundreds of students were murdered in my country at the Plaza de Tres Culturas in Mexico City just because they were defending their rights. No one has so far been persecuted for such a criminal act. In Mexico, prosecutions, rape, kidnaps, and murders happen systematically. People don't respect human rights. Justice prostitutes itself because of the economical and political position, personal interest.
El sistema económico globalizado que saquea nuestros países, que controla nuestra economía y que nos desplaza de nuestras tierras, empuja a miles de mexicanos a migrar a Estados Unidos y Canadá, en donde nos reciben con recelo, desconfianza y prejuicios para utilizarnos solo como mano de obra barata y controlarnos a través de la pobreza.
The globalization economical systems that plunder our countries, control our economies and displace us from our lands, enforcing thousands of Mexicans to migrate to the United States and Canada, places where people welcome us with suspicion, distrust, and prejudgments. In these places, we are only considered cheap labor, which in turn is a way of controlling us, a control through poverty.
Nos enfrentamos a un sistema migratorio de selección subjetiva, donde no sabemos concretamente qué parámetros los lleva a decidir tú sí, tú no. El día de hoy, más del 70% de los mexicanos son rechazados, como ejemplo, Isabel, yo y muchos de los que ahora son mis amigos, con el argumento de que nuestro país cuenta con leyes e instituciones que nos protegen, que la policía y sus gobernantes trabajan para nuestra seguridad y que podríamos vivir tranquilamente, por ejemplo, en la Ciudad de México, dándonos en su negación una sentencia de muerte.
We are facing an immigration system of subjective selection where we can where we can't know specifically the parameters they use to decide if we can stay or not. Today, more than 70% of Mexicans are being rejected like Isabel, like many other people who are my friends, arguing that our country has institutions and laws that protect us, that the police and our governors work for our security, and that we could live in Mexico City. Yes. Their denial means our death sentence.
La Ciudad de México, la misma ciudad que cuenta con el primer lugar de secuestros, una de las más violentas e inseguras del mundo, donde sus residentes viven permanente un estado de angustia por la inseguridad y pobreza, siendo una sociedad marcada por el sexismo y machismo que violenta a sus mujeres, apartan y discriminan homosexuales y lesbianas, y crean leyes que hacen suponer que tenemos derechos, cuando son los mismos políticos y policías corruptos, asesinos, quienes violentan nuestros derechos, que abrazan públicamente la bandera de la intolerancia, de la extrema derecha, política conservadora, homofóbica, clasista y religiosa de doble moral.
Mexico City has the highest rate of kidnappings. It is one of the most violent and most unsafe cities of the world. Its residents live in permanent anxiety because of insecurity and poverty. The society is marked by machismo and sexism, by women's violence and discrimination against gays, lesbians. This society creates a law that suggests that we have rights when the corrupted and murderous politicians and policemen violate them. They carry the flag of intolerance of the extreme right wing, of the homophobic conservative classes and religious politics that are based on double moral.
Y yo me pregunto si realmente el sistema de refugio en Canadá se da cuenta de esto.
I ask myself if the Canadian refugee system realizes this.
Por eso el día de hoy venimos a apoyar la campaña de Shelters como Santuarios, donde podríamos tener una oportunidad de alargar un tiempo nuestras vidas sin una deportación, y el derecho a poder dormir sin el miedo de que migración violente nuestros espacios para enviarnos de regreso a una pesadilla.
That is why today we come to support the Shelter Sanctuary campaign, which could possibly give us an opportunity to prolong the time of our lives without being deported and have the right to sleep without fear of immigration coming and violating our spaces to send us back to a nightmare.
Yes!
Queremos que el sistema migratorio recapacite y escuche los reclamos que el día de hoy estamos haciendo. Que reconozca nuestros derechos a un estatus, acepte nuestros casos y nos dé la oportunidad de vivir sin violencia. No estamos suplicando ni rogando, estamos exigiendo con dignidad y respeto una audiencia justa, una decisión apegada y fundamentada en la realidad, no en intereses políticos y económicos.
We want the immigration system to consider and listen to the demands we are presenting today. We want them to recognize our rights to a legal status. We want them to accept our cases and to give us an opportunity to live without violence. We are not begging. We are seeking with dignity and respect a fair audience, and we want a decision based on our realities, not on economical and political interests.
Stop the war!
Reconozcan que cientos de mujeres están siendo violadas y asesinadas en México.
We want them to recognize that hundreds of women are being raped and killed in Mexico.
El día de hoy le exigimos a este gobierno estatus para todos.
Today we are demanding the government legal status for everyone.
Coincidence that women from Mexico are denied their refugee claims. The Canadian government has an interest at stake. They have very cozy business relations and trade relations with Mexico, and that's why they don't want to be seen as doing business with a country that has gross human rights violations. So,
what about the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
So, now we have a couple of performers. We've got Faith Nolan, who's a singer, songwriter, and she's amazing, women's activist. And we've got Pamela Dagra accompanying her, who's a member of the Elementary Teachers of Toronto. And we're proud to say that this campaign for Don't Ask, Don't Tell for sanctuary zones extends beyond community agencies. It extends to schools with teachers' unions taking up the fight for Don't Ask, Don't Tell and sanctuary schools. So I'm going to give it up to Faith and Pamela.
Pamela had the whole day. I can't hold it. Sorry, I feel like a diva.
See, they made it to, you know, there's only one country and there's only one world and there's only one people. And there are no nations, there are no borders. We're all citizens of the planet. The only borders are made by capitalist pigs, and we need to understand that. And this is a powerful movement that is reaching out all around the world. This is a movement of a global movement, and this is a movement where we don't respect the Canadian government. We do not respect the U.S. government, nor any government in the world. The only government we respect are the people, the workers. We are the working people, and we have a right to be anywhere we want to be in the world. So if you sing along with me, that'd be great. Okay, good. No borders, no nation, stop the deportations. No borders, no nation, stop the deportations. No borders, no nation, stop the deportations. Marching up the freedom now, one more time. No borders, no nation, stop the deportations. No borders, no nation, stop the deportations. No borders, no nation, stop the deportations. Marching up the freedom now.
Another one.
I'm looking for signs. Good enough to stay. Good enough to work. Good enough to work. Good enough to stay. Good enough to work. Good enough to stay. Marching up the freedom now. No borders, no nation. Stop the deportations. No borders, no nation.
stop the deportation. No borders, no nation, stop the deportation. Marching up the freedom now. Hey, hey, ho, ho, the upper class has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, the upper class has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, the upper class has got to go. Marching up the freedom now. The upper class can kiss my ass. The upper class can kiss my ass. The upper class can kiss my ass. Well, we're marching up to freedom now. Cause there's no borders, no nations. Stop the deportation. There's no borders, no nations. Stop the deportation. There's no borders, no nations. Stop the deportation. Marching up to freedom now.
A luta continua!
Let's give it up for Faith and Pamela one more time. Thank you so much. So we know we're here today in support of the Isabel Garcia family and their fight to stay here in Canada. And our next speaker is a friend and supporter of the family, as well as a priest at the Church of the Holy Trinity. And we know that this is a parish, a church, that does incredible advocacy and organizing, not just around immigration issues, but also around women's rights,
yes,
equality rights,
yes,
housing issues, poverty issues, First Nations rights. So I please give a warm welcome to the Reverend Maurice Francois from the Church of the Holy Trinity.
Oh, gracias por esta oportunidad de expresar nuestra solidaridad con todos aquellos que están en shelters o santuarios y por todos aquellos que están sin estatus. Thank you very much for this opportunity to express our solidarity to all those in shelters and sanctuaries and with all those without status. Estamos aquí porque creemos en solidaridad, en igualdad y dignidad de vida. We are here because we believe in solidarity,
yes,
equality,
yes,
dignity of life. Estamos aquí porque tenemos compromiso con aquellos que no pueden levantar sus voces, por aquellos que no pueden estar esta mañana. We are here with those who cannot raise their voices, with those who cannot stay with us in this moment. Estamos aquí porque creemos que podemos trabajar juntos y avanzar en un paso más para la justicia, para más puertas que se abran, para más oportunidades en este país como Canadá, donde todos somos, seremos inmigrantes. We are here because together we can go ahead,
yes,
with one more step for justice,
yes,
for more doors to be open,
yes,
for opportunities in a country like Canada, where was, where is, and where will be an immigrant all the time. Que Dios nos bendiga en esta jornada, en este peregrinaje. Jesús mismo estuvo en exilio, fue perseguido, fue torturado, y durante todo su peregrinaje, Dios sabe lo que sufren los inmigrantes, los que están sin estatus. Y Dios sabe cómo sufre Isabel García y sus hijos. God bless us in this journey.
Yes.
God bless us in this pilgrimage.
Yes.
Jesus himself was under exile,
oh, yes,
persecuted,
mm-hmm,
tortured,
yes,
during his pilgrimage. So God knows our suffering,
oh, yes,
the same suffering of Isabel García and her children.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maurice, for your support. Our last speaker today, before we have one more performance and then wrap up with some chants so that we make sure that they hear us all the way up on the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th floor of this building. Our next speaker is a representative from OECTA, the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association. We know that Isabel's children were in the Catholic school system. They were receiving an education. Her son graduated with very high marks. Her daughter, age 13, was in school, but now, because of this deportation order, is not able to go to school. And we know that this family had a lot of support from the teachers within the school system, so we're very pleased to have James Ryan here with us today to give some solidarity greetings from OECTA. He is the first vice president of OECTA. Thank you, James.
Thank you, sisters. I'd like to bring greetings and support from the 40,000 women and men of the Catholic teachers in Ontario. Many of us, as Sonia's alluded to, have faced the problems of immigration in Canada firsthand. I can remember very recently being in the classroom and seeing a mother deported back to El Salvador. And in spite of the interventions of our school on behalf of the other children, the heartless immigration of Canada proceeded. And the only option they gave that mother was, because some of your children were born in Canada, they can stay, but you've got to go. Mr. Harper and Ms. Scrow before him are immoral when it comes to immigration. This country needs immigrants. We're all immigrants except for the First Nations, and that's what built this country. We need to stop the xenophobic bias of this government and allow Isabel's family to stay in this country and grow up. And to allow all women who face violence to stay in this country. So on behalf of my members, the Catholic teachers, I'd like to offer a small check towards this demonstration and letters to Diane Finley and Stockwell Day, saying stop your xenophobia and open this country up to the people.
Let them stay! 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 Let them stay!
Coming up to close our demonstration. Her name is Sun. Sun is active in a number of youth organizations. She does literacy, she works with the Lost Lyrics Program, teaching kids hip hop to write their own lyrics, including Jane Finch. And she's a survivor of violence. She's here today to support Isabel and grace us with her awesome music. Thanks, guys. I'm just going to do one spoken word piece today, and I'm going to dedicate this to all the women who are survivors of sexual violence, who have ever been in situations where, you know, they've been desperate but rose up and decided to reclaim themselves and their space. So here it is. This is for the women whose voices are left unheard. For every girl, mother, and sister whose tears have burned scars into our souls, minds, and spirits, who have lived through pain beyond bearable limits, I sing for you. I too have lived through storms that have ripped through my entire world, pieces of myself scattered on the floor. But it's time now for us to stand together and demand that no more will we stand captive behind these prison doors. As we draw strength from the depths of our cores, and stand firm though we may be bruised and sore, so that we can finally spread our wings and soar and achieve our dreams. Break through the seams without regrets, do as we deem, as mothers, daughters, and sisters. As we fight back against our oppressors, I sing for you. And this is for the women's voices unheard through the rubble. Yeah. For the sisters who rise up through the struggle.
Yes.
Women's whose minds, hearts, and actions have uplifted, empowered our sisters, beautiful and gifted, those whose names have been admitted from the history books. Your valor and spirits live on, can never be took. We won't let anyone take our ambitions and dreams. Reach, march forward, fist high, we can achieve anything if we believe. Unite our sisters and all of humanity. Peace, love, and revolution lives within you and me. Thank you. I'm also just selling my CDs, fundraising for, as Farah mentioned, I'm part of a thing called Last Lyrics, and we're doing a music video for the youths tomorrow, or Saturday and Sunday, and we're just trying to raise money so that we can buy lunch for the kids while we're doing the program and while we're doing the shooting and stuff. So the CDs are for sale. I'd really appreciate any donations that you guys can throw this way. And thank you.
Okay, so we gotta chant loud so they can hear us. So let them stay!
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 Just happening in Toronto.
places, with delegations, yeah, with the same demands. This is happening across Canada. And so let's not go home and forget about this rally. Let's go home, let's go back to our workplaces and build don't ask, don't tell policies. Build sanctuary zone policies. And on November 25th, let's come out in bigger numbers than today and say that our spaces are sanctuary zones, that we have implemented don't ask, don't tell policies, whether Immigration Canada likes it or not. So to continue to stay updated and involved, go to the No One Is Illegal Toronto website. It's toronto.noonesillegal.org.
Yes.
If you want to make donations to Isabel's family, you can do that. You can find information about how to do that on the website. Sign up on the email list. Arrange workshops. Arrange events at your shelters, in your workspaces.
Yes.
And have us come out. Let's build towards November 25th. Thank you. Thanks to all of the organizations that were involved in putting all of these events together. It was a really big coalition of groups that came together since August to build for this day.
Yes.
Thank you for the organizations that made donations. Thank you to our brothers and sisters at OECTA and many other organizations. We appreciate your support. Let's keep building together. And one last round of chants. Let them stay!
Let them stay!